My peepee house.
I made peepee.
I made a peepee.
Peepee in the peepee house.
I made a little peepee just now. Little bowl just for you.
Tickle the handle.
Drip, drip, drip in the bowl. Little peepee.
Peepee in the bowl.
I don't do that for just everybody. Special for you. Little peepee.
That's right. It's a little BB special delivery just for you.
You are listening to the Super Adventure Podcast.
I am Chris Sorrentino.
I'm John Saluga.
And I'm Laura.
We're in the Staten Island Wing tonight.
Yeah, baby.
Guys, welcome to
season four.
Good to have you.
Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Season four.
Cheers.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching, ching, bing.
A ring for my ginger beer.
Ginger beer boy.
Look at you, Bundaberg.
Yeah.
Drinking a Stella.
Little can. It's a little petite.
It's a skinny boy.
A skinny little can.
It's just drank. What was it, like a third of a bottle?
He guzzled at least a quarter of a bottle of Jack Daniels?
Yeah, what is it? It's like the winter Jack.
It's only 30%.
Yeah. It was so funny after he drank it. We went, it's only, he's looking at the label, he goes, 30.
30?
It's
only 30.
I thought it was like 15%. Is it 30% or 30 proof?
30 proof. All right,
so that's not.
It's still more than chugging a beer. Yeah. I'm looking at Jack Daniels, and then this crazy man is chugging it, and I'm yelling at him to stop. Yelling at you to stop. You didn't listen to me.
Why would I?
You're a bad boy. Here. You're a bad boy.
Me? A bad boy?
Be all right.
I wouldn't go that far.
You're a bad
it's
boy.
Friday night.
I'm
it
a
is
fun
Friday
boy.
Night.
It's Friday the 13th. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
I'm a fuck boy.
Gonna fucking slap you upside the head, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah,
look at the shirt you're wearing.
What?
You're wearing like a tropical flower shirt and blue sweatpants. And you're a fuck boy.
I'm a fuck boy.
It's January. Shirt. Look at
that.
A seasonal depression variety.
It's Florida somewhere, right? I'm having a good time.
You're having a good time. Good.
My grandpa wore shirts like that. You remember Grandpa Mac would wear shirts like that?
Of course.
And Everybody's grandpa wore shirts.
There's a great picture of them where he's got a shirt like that, and my grandma has a matching muumuu.
The muumuu. You don't see the muumuu anymore.
That's get every shirt like that should come with a matching muumuu.
You're right. I got to talk Brianna to becoming a muumuu mama.
Honestly, I think you should wear a muumuu too. I don't think this should be gender specific. Yeah.
I'd wear a muumuu around the house.
Sure. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. And then when you go to the bathroom, there's very little to do. It's just... You just lift up your...
You're wearing a muumuu. It's like the best name for any article.
Who called it that? So why good. Is it called that?
I think it's Hawaiian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like, you're like a fat cat. It's like muumuu.
It's cultural. Damn it.
Well, that's what I thought when I was a kid. That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
My grandma's figured it
out.
Help.
I don't think skinny people wear muumuus.
Yeah, they're called nightgowns when skinny people wear them.
It's just a nightgown.
It's just pajamas.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, all right.
You don't see that anymore.
You don't. I have some house coats.
Oh, you got a house coat?
I got a house coat.
Your house coat lady?
I don't know if you could call it a muumuu. Is that Italian? Culturally, is it Italian? What I have looks very much like you're also going to go pick the zucchini from the garden.
Yeah, almost like a robe.
It's got buttons, but it's light cotton.
Yeah.
And it has pockets. And it's like, if you're going to clean, you put it over your clothes. Now you protect your clothes. You put your house coat.
It's a house coat.
I never wear it. I just look like a bum when I'm in my house.
That's what I was just saying somewhere. I was like, oh, man, it's a three-day weekend. I'm like, I'm just happy. Like, why? I'm like, well, not like why. You know, everybody's, of course, going to be happy. It's a three-day weekend. But, like, why was I so happy? I was like, because I don't have to fucking shower for 3 days. I don't have to take, I don't have to change my clothes for three days.
You're just going to be just.
I'm just going to, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just going to bum it up. That's just the first podcast in a while we recorded in my part of Slap Studios, the Staten Island wing. That's why I was like, you know what? I'm going to get fucking drunk tonight.
Good.
I'm
going to
have a good time tonight. It's a three-day weekend.
It's a three-day weekend. Thank you,
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For everything. And also for, you know, that sweet Monday off.
That sweet Monday. So what? I haven't seen you. What, like, what's up?
What's up? It was the holidays.
That's what I've heard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. I woke up with a stomach virus on Christmas Day. Wasn't good.
A stomach virus. Did anybody else?
No, it was just me. And I watched the kids open gifts and I was giving silent thumbs up. And they tried to give me gifts and I was like, no. And then I just had to like go be in my room and horrible. So that was Christmas Day for me.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. You should feel bad for me.
I do.
Sick on Christmas. You know what? I'm surprised there's not a song.
Sick on Christmas.
Yeah. Mom, sick on Christmas.
We got a year to make it happen.
We have a year to make it happen.
Write
it down. There's never been a sick on Christmas song, right?
It's a good idea.
Mom,
but on New Year's Day. It was bad, man. I was passing out. It was bad. Maybe I ate a bad shrimp. I don't know. It reminded me of the Christmas of 94 when I did, in fact, eat too much shrimp and drink too much wine.
Seven fishes.
Yeah. The seven fishes can get you.
Seven bad fishes.
Seven bad fishes.
Seven trips to the fish. Fuck. Seven bad fishes.
New Year's Day, I get a text. New Year's Day, I get a text. Can you come to Steiny's on Monday? Was it New Year? It was right before Christmas. Come marry these traveling Australians because I'm an officiant. I can marry people.
Were they kangaroos?
So there are these traveling Australian people that got their wedding, like their license was fucked up in Canada. They were supposed to get married in Niagara Falls and it got fucked up.
Plan B was Steiny's on Staten Island?
Plan B was
How does that happen?
A dive bar. I'll tell you.
We're traveling Australians, and after being everywhere.
They were in California. They were in Texas. They were in New Orleans. And they finally get to New York City. And they're like, they can only get an appointment at the Staten Island Borough Hall office to get a license.
Okay.
So they travel there, they get the license, and then there's a bar across the
street. Sign's right there.
So they're like, fuck it, I'll go to this bar.
It's either that or the comic book store.
Right.
Yeah. Hypnotronic comics or Steiny's.
So my friend was the bartender. It was during the day. They told her all about their story, and she's like, hold on, I got somebody for you. And she texts me, can you marry these traveling Australians on Monday? And I was like, I'm in.
All right.
So I went the day after New Year's and I married the guy. So now they're older couple, right?
Yeah.
And the guy, there's two girls from Minnesota in the bar when they were talking about this. They came back for the wedding. They didn't know.
No way.
They came back. They heard the whole story and they were like, we're in on this wedding. So they were like the de facto bridesmaids.
What were they doing? They're from Minnesota.
The one girl from Minnesota moved here and her friend came to visit for New Year's Eve because she went to a different city for every year for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did they do the ball drop thing?
They wanted to, but then they didn't.
Yeah,
which
good
I
for
was
them.
Like, you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't need
By the way, folks listening, if you're not from New York,
the ball drop thing is not something New Yorkers do. Like, we don't do that. Nobody does that.
No,
that's not
we
a
don't
thing.
Do that.
I don't know anyone who's ever done
I don't
that.
Know anybody
who. You know, who wants to wear a diaper on New Year's Eve?
It's like, unfathomable.
I
mean,
well, I do, but not there.
But I was sure, like, you can't really, like, you can't go to the bathroom or anything, right?
Definitely not there. Right?
Yeah, I would
my
never.
My diaper wearing in my proper places.
Yeah, we were like, yeah, no, you don't want, that's not the place you want to be. No. Just for the peeing alone. Like, come on.
Just the cold.
The cold, you're standing there.
Hey,
for
hey,
hours.
Yeah, guess what 20 hours of cold feels like? Like that. You're standing there. Like,
it's just to be an extra in a Planet Fitness commercial for no money.
Exactly.
That's what the ball drop has become.
Exactly.
It you sucks. Know, they're like, put on all this Planet Fitness shit.
And yeah.
Like, no. Yay, we're going to get
and
on TV.
You're gonna wear, and you're going to wear it because you're so cold, you'll take any, even if it's a foam hat. You'll wear it because it's that cold.
And you're so excited to be there. So twist and turn, these Minnesotans, how do you say, Minnesotans? How do you say people?
Minnesotan.
Minnesotan.
There you go.
They took the ferries.
Minis.
They did the ferry ride to see the statue. And the girl was like, well, I just usually get right back on the ferry and go back to the city. She's like, oh, let's just see what's around. And they Google, they find Steinies. They end up at Steinies too with the Australians. They get involved in this.
This is nuts.
They return. They're young girl. They're like 28 years old. They come back with the couple and they're like cutting flowers. So I show up. I walk in on Monday. And there's flowers all over the table.
Wedding of the century.
Gabby's there in a... It was Gabby was the bartender.
Yeah, yeah.
Gabby's there and like she looks all professional. She's got like a black jacket on and a white button down.
Right.
She's like the wedding planner. Like...
Okay.
And Carl and Kerry came. I invited Carl and Kerry to come to this wedding. The guy is chugging a beer. So now she goes down to the bathroom
of
Steinies. The Australian guy is in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm officiating a wedding, I'm usually standing there with the husband waiting, and we usually, something happens, you know, we talk a little, they're a little nervous. It's cute. It's a cute time. She's down in the Steinies bathroom, which, if you don't know, is like, we're in a dive bar. Like, they're downstairs in the bathroom of a dive bar.
It's like cocaine's been done there.
Yeah, like somebody peed on the seat, and now you're getting changed into your wedding gown in this basement, and the guy's chugging a beer, and the other Minnesota girl is like, put down the beer, and he's like, doesn't care. And she's
like,
your wife
like,
wouldn't like it. They don't even know these people.
She's was just, he full on like Australian, like, oi, like Mad Max, Bushwhacker?
A little bit, but
thing,
but like, 60 years old, like that, but retired.
Oh. That's not what I, okay.
Yeah.
60 years old. And she's like, put it down. Your wife doesn't want to see that. So he chugs the beer, chugs it. And now she starts coming up the stairs. He's finishing chugging his beer. He's got a tie on that comes to the middle of his chest. It's like up to here. He's chugging this beer. She walks down the aisle with a Minnesota girl in front of her. And then he's just bawling. He went from like chugging this beer to crying. It was very cute.
Oh, yeah.
Very cute.
Oh.
But I fucked up. Okay. Because this, usually I write it all out. I have it all set in front of me. I have the people's names written.
Yeah.
But I was reading off a template. So when it came time to do the, do you take so-and-so to be your husband, wife, partner? I said husband, wife, partner instead of like, do you take her to be your wife? I just said all the words. But then I just looked at them. I was like,
all
you know,
three, mate.
This is what you get. You're getting married.
That's how we do it here.
This is how we do it.
Husband, wife, partner.
Husband, do you wife, crocodile take this Dundee?
They were very appreciative. They cried. They hugged. They kissed. I married them.
It's
nice. Good for you.
I got $200.
Wedding bells. Oh, and you got paid. Too.
And I got paid.
And you got, you know, you got the luck of the Australians.
Yeah.
It's like a Cheers episode.
It kind of is
right?
Like a Cheers episode.
Like a later season Cheers episode.
It's that kind of place.
Yeah.
It's that kind
wow,
of place.
Wow, it is that kind of place.
Yeah. Everybody knows your name.
Sometimes you want to go.
Yeah. Steinies.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There was a random man.
There really
now,
is a Cheers episode.
We're in a bar at 1 o'clock on a Monday. There's only one other person there. Do you think that person?
At 1 o'clock.
We're drinking. He's buying us rounds. The Australian's buying rounds.
Of
so
course.
So me and Kerry
he's getting
like,
married. He's getting
yeah.
married.
He's
of course.
Married.
He's celebrating.
But there's one guy there, and he's like the kind of guy where like he's in the bar at 1 o'clock on a Monday. And he's like, oh, he just walks up to her. This is nice. I never got married. But, you know, I don't think I'm a bad guy, but I was engaged once. And then he's just going on and on until he gets to like, I'm not a pervert, but some people are. And he's
wait,
just like, what the fuck?
No.
Yeah, he creeped Carrie out.
No way.
Oh,
fuck.
But this is what you get. You want to get married.
Yeah, you
want
to get married at a bar at 1 o'clock on a Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get the guy who's not a pervert.
He's not a pervert.
Nah, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm not a pervert.
He's letting you know. Letting you know. That's not why his first engagement failed.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Ladies and gentlemen, I just like to tell you right off the bat, I'm not a pervert.
Yeah, it really comforted me. I was like, wow, that settles it. That's
how you should walk into a room from that
one. Not a pervert. Yeah. I said, smell my fingers.
Yeah.
I swear I'm not.
What? I don't jerk off 3 times a day. That guy. Oh, gross.
In front of the deli. I don't do that.
Cold cuts.
I don't know what you heard.
Cold cuts.
Bologna Bill. Every time there's a bologna sandwich,
he gets a honor. Ooh, did someone order bologna? Bologna Bill.
Bologna Bill.
Ooh, look at that sandwich. It really cooks the mustard.
Don't mind him. That's just Bologna Bill.
Bologna Bill jerks every time someone orders bologna. I'll get a quarter pound of. Ooh, he's edging in the corner. Baloney.
I wish everyone could see the baloney the gestures, the hands.
Baloney Bill just explodes in the corner. The poor lady ordering the baloney throws up.
That's what you get for ordering baloney in this day and age. It's 2023. We're not eating baloney. You're not giving.
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it?
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking
what
about it.
What kind of bologna?
Fry
now
it.
There's...
If you fry it.
Oh, a fry. Well,
I like a fried bologna.
There's like, okay. There's boar's head bologna, which tastes like just hot dogs. But then there's like other bologna, like Dietz and Watson, that tastes like other bologna.
A different kind of bologna. It tastes
not the kind that gets me horny.
Too highbrow.
Yeah.
For this bologna.
Bologna. Well, bologna Bill.
So you're thinking about bologna.
I was thinking about getting bologna. I'm not going to like it when I get it, but I was kind of craving it a bit. But I was thinking about it with the kids because they want to eat cold cuts. And I think that's like a good
gateway cold cut.
The gateway cold cut is bologna.
Yeah, bologna.
It's not the best one, but it'll be the thing like I think my kids would eat.
And then you could sneak ham.
It tastes like a hot dog.
Yeah, it's a staple. Bologna and cheese is like a, it's like a,
if you
it's a peanut butter and
if
jelly.
If you're
going to
feed them cold cuts, then what does it matter? You know?
Right.
Bologna ham.
None of it's good.
These guys like turkey. I'm happy with that.
My kids won't eat shit. My kids, my daughter wants a salad. She goes to school on the Upper West Side, and I got a grilled chicken. And I got have to put raspberry vinaigrette in a little thing. And I got, sometimes I don't make it. And she's like, Mom,
fuck
my salad.
That. Here's
and
10
like,
bucks.
Oh,
go buy a salad.
But she don't want to cut chicken. So I got to like do, but I forget. I forget. I forget. Like,
I forget how to cut chicken.
I forget to just do it. I just forget. It's like, oh shit. I got to make
it. I don't know. I don't, I forget what scissors are. Knives and such.
Scissors.
I don't know what they do.
Oil in the pan? I don't know.
Kind of
seasoning? What do? You fry it? Bake it?
I don't know.
Grill it? I just forget to do it, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better. These kids, they get expensive. Now they want walnuts, you know?
Walnuts in the
salad? She wants a salad. She wants cranberries.
That's a salad.
And
that's like, if I make a salad, I go all out like that. But to do that every day?
Exactly.
I forget.
If you do dinner salad and it's like a, you know, a thing, it's not every day like a lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go a little crazy with the salad.
Will she do hard-boiled egg in the salad?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, you can't even go with
that's
eggs right now.
Than
eggs are like super expensive right now. Like a fucking dozen eggs is like $5.
That's like $7-$8.
$7-$8?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
I'm ready to get chickens in the yard.
Why?
How hard can it be?
Why are eggs so
expensive? What's the deal with eggs?
What's the deal with eggs? I mean, come on already.
I don't know. No, everything. What's the deal with capitalism? We're just imploding.
No, really? They're like the chicken's dead or something? Why are there no eggs?
No, it's what I don't happened? Know. It's capitalism. I don't have an answer.
Everything's expensive now.
Everything's
it's inflation.
Yeah, shit. Shit's going to happen.
But eggs specifically are that much more expensive than
all groceries are. Everything's expensive now.
Yes, but eggs exponentially have
really?
Yes.
She says $9 someplace.
$9 a dozen.
Yes.
Dude, that's fucking crazy.
That is crazy.
Like a dozen eggs with like $2.
A couple bucks.
Yeah.
Unless you get cage free, a few more bucks.
No, what do I look like? I eat shit off a dirty floor.
All
I
right,
care about
I get
a cage and an
free.
Egg. Good
I like
you.
A cage free egg.
Who cares?
I care, I guess.
Why do you care?
I don't know why. I feel like it's a better egg.
I don't know. I don't know. So the chicken doesn't live in a cage. The chicken runs free.
But that's what they
I'm
say.
I'm cool with that.
That's what
I
they
don't
say.
Know.
No,
I
but sometimes they
it.
Have. Sometimes it's like a little. Patch of grass that they can use and they end up not using it because like you know what I mean.
That's... yeah, I don't trust the business. That's what I just think it's the same fucking eggs and they charge like a dollar more.
They
like...
are brown though.
Oh,
I like a brown egg.
I like a brown egg. Yeah. Makes me feel like I'm on like the farm, like I'm in Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Well, the eggs are a different color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shells are different.
Yeah.
I like when you get the farmer's market eggs and they're like some of them are like bluish and stuff. You ever see that when they're all
no.
like yeah, the colors
ooh.
Are
do you guys eat your radioactive eggs?
What?
You ever crack an egg and it's like neon?
Neon?
No.
Like a neon tint to it. Like there's egg color and then you crack it and it's like, this looks like neon yellow.
No.
No,
what
you
is
never
that?
Seen this? If my egg people can like comment and like, you know, let
call
us know.
In.
Call in. Let us know if you've gotten an egg whoa. That looks radioactive like neon. I just throw them out. I don't know. Does anybody know?
A is neon it on like it glows in the dark?
It says it's not gonna glow in the dark, but it has a tinge to it that's like this
neon.
Isn't right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be on the lookout for it. Now you got me paranoid. Every egg I fucking crack open.
Well, who's doing the cracking of the eggs here? Is it mostly you or is it mostly Brienne?
Depends on the time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Depends
no, it's true. Like
year.
Leading up to Christine bakes like crazy around Christmas time,
okay.
and we go through eggs a lot. But then the rest of the year, it's all me.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I do the baking all around like Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe my cage-free eggs are radioactive. I don't know. It looks neon. I don't know. It looks...
you gotta take a picture of this. I don't know what the hell
I
you're
think I
about.
Have a picture. I mean, I have thousands.
Have
yeah, but I'm not
thousands
gonna...
of pictures of neon eggs.
I have thousands of pictures of neon eggs.
What do you put your eggs?
It's all.
What are you doing?
All fucking neon eggs. I put my guy named Jerry on the corner. I got my eggs.
I don't trust Jerry.
No,
Jerry
I don't
is
know.
Radioactive.
I heard he's Baloney Bill's cousin.
No, it's fucking Stop and Shop. What...
okay.
Somebody else has to know what I'm talking about. And I think I make a lot of eggs. I do a lot. A lot of eggs.
Eggs are good for you.
Good
eggs
for
are
you.
Good food. S. Tim Duffy. He's an egg guy.
He's a big egg guy.
He'll tell you about eggs.
All right, I'm writing it down. Taking notes.
Ask him, yeah.
Ask him.
Tim Duffy, ever have a neon egg? This is nuts.
That's fucking crazy.
What is she talking about?
Guys, it's real. I'm going to Google it during
I don't
the
get,
break.
I don't get double. I feel like when I was a kid, double yolks were more of like a thing. I don't see that.
I don't see that as much anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that more like, you think like they just, it's more perfected like GMO stuff? So like they
no,
wipe that out?
I just figure it's just going... it's going out like the moo moo. It's going. It's just. There was just a time for things. That time's gone.
It's gone. I've never had it happen. It stands out because I tell you this. My mom wouldn't. My mom, if it was a double yolk, she'd throw it. She'd throw that out.
Oh, she was like,
dumbest reason you'll ever hear in your whole life.
Oh,
my mom's a twin, and she's like, I can't eat another twin. Nuts. And I was such a smart-ass kid. I was like, well, then I can't eat regular eggs. Like, give me the twins.
I will only eat twins.
Yeah. Save the twins for us. Normies.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. I can't do it. Oh,
every time.
I can't.
I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. I just can't even. I just can't do it.
Nuts. What a waste of food. Things weren't great when I was a kid.
She's
so
just
like
throwing
kid,
eggs
two
out.
Kids, you crack one egg and there's two inside it.
Yeah,
that's like thank you Jesus.
Yeah. Right.
Feed
thank you kid, for this
two
blessing.
Kids with one two kids one egg.
If only I can feed two kids or one egg. Come on, think of the money, especially in this economy. The money you'd be saving. These eggs are fucking expensive. I got kids
it's
to put through college,
man. It really is.
Shit.
Fuck, man. No, it's fucking. So we are recording right now, it's Friday the 13th.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a spooky night right
it's
now.
Spooky night. There was a black cat that just came outside when I was out there.
That's, yeah. Crossed your path.
Crossed my path, looked at me. We shared a moment.
Spooky.
It was spooky. You know, Italians think 13, that's lucky. Like,
see, I didn't know this.
Yeah,
I'm Italian. I didn't know this.
Some other countries.
You're not
too.
Italian enough.
I'm not as Italian as you. Mm-hmm. I will say that on record. You are way more Italian. Than
I'm
me.
More Italian. But yet,
well, I am half Irish.
13 is lucky.
What 13? Is it yeah. about 13 that has it stand out either way? Like, isn't that crazy? Like,
totally Jesus.
Different... Oh, that's
I think
why?
It's Jesus, the apostles.
The Last
Supper was 12
oh,
people
is
and
that,
Jesus.
Is that where unlucky 13 comes from? It's Jesus stuff?
Probably wow. before. Nothing comes from Jesus stuff because Jesus
well,
stuff comes from
everything else.
So it's got to date back to that. But the Italians
but
thinking
were...
it's lucky. My, I don't know.
There were 13 apostles.
12 and then Jesus.
12.
But 12 didn't
the whole
like,
crew was 13.
But didn't they swap rolled... one guy out?
No.
Yeah, I think they did.
What do you
well,
mean
was
they
like
swapped
a, there was
one
like a
guy
Peter,
out?
A Peter Besser
Are you
the, of the
Google
apostles?
How,
yeah.
They...
sure there was.
They had a different drummer? The apostles had a different drummer? They're
it
like, nah,
the
we don't
secret...
need Peter Besser. Let's get Ringo.
The secret 13th apostle.
Let's get Mark in. Is Mark an apostle?
Mark, I think we may not... Oh, I don't know. I forget. There's John.
And there's Judas.
Paul.
Everyone knows Judas.
Judas was replaced.
For what, 5 minutes? Jesus died right after.
John, Paul, George.
All right, but Judas was out, and then somebody else was in, and then Jesus died. So I don't know if that counts. You can't say there's 13 apostles. There's 12.
What about Yoko? Was she officially an apostle? Like, was that...
It wasn't made, or his appointment was not made personally by Jesus.
See? Because he died. They just got another guy in, like...
Yeah.
There was a matter of days. I remember my Bible stuff. There was the dinner.
I remember. What do you think I got this from?
They had dinner, and then...
I don't really know much.
Pontius Pilate or something.
That was the bad guy.
Yeah, he was bad.
He was the bad guy.
That was the Roman
was the
guy.
All right, so that's why.
What a cool name. Pontius Pilate.
Pontius Pilate's cool.
What a cool fucking name.
Yeah, has anybody named their kid Pontius?
Nobody says Pontius,
but I
like to say Pontius.
Pontius. Pontius Pilate. It sounds like a guy in Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
I went to Catholic school.
One of the boxes.
Pontius.
Pontius Pilate.
I'm going to say Pontius.
Pontius Pilate.
That's what we said in school. You guys, I went to Catholic school.
Okay.
So that came up, and we would be like, Pontius Pilate.
No, I went to the Flight Academy. We would never say that. Hello, friends. This is Papa Dumps, founder and newly reinstated CEO of EggDumpSoup.com. Yes, EggDumpSoup.com is back. And so am I, provided I follow the proper corporate compliance guidelines. In the past, I used words like towel monkey and sand chucker to describe some of our competitors, critics, and yes, even some of our own employees. That one I'm the most ashamed of. But from here on out, I will never, ever, ever use that kind of appalling hate speech towards anyone ever, even if one of my stupid foremen hire
any of these freaking... Jockeys and sploops. I look forward to a prosperous and lawsuit-free future for the new year. Please stop suing me. Thank you, eggdumbsoup.com.
Here are this week's voicemails.
Hi, boys. It's Gail, real Gail, not Robo Gail. I just wanted to say welcome back. It's fantastic to have you back. I've missed you so much. And also, please don't do a rundown of everything that goes on at the beginning of each season. I know it's helpful for new listeners, but I'm not going to lie. It makes me question my life choices, if I'm honest. And also, in the rundown of the new season, you said... it'll all make sense, eventually. Just a message for new listeners. It absolutely won't. And that is why we love it. Love you, boys. See you later.
She's right.
Oh, human Gail, I love you.
Oh, Gail, you're the best.
The best.
Thank you.
It's good to hear from her.
Yeah. Thank you for everything. She's just
been with the show for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of the coolest people I know.
Fit it where you should.
Chris is down. Fuck,
he's
I did it again.
He's on the floor. He's on the floor.
Fuck, I did it again.
I live here now.
He's flailing.
I live here now.
He's flailing. He can't get up.
This is my permanent residence. Knocked the wind out of me.
He needs recovery time.
Oh, fuck.
We love you, Far Guy.
Oh, that destroyed me.
We love you.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you.
I gotta get my headphones back on. You blew them off my head. I'm not joking. You...
You have to hear it again.
Oh my God.
Fit it where you should it.
Masterpiece.
That's
Sorry. That's his asshole. It's insane.
You ready for the next voicemail?
He's right. We're ready.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to talk to you guys. You don't even know who I am. You probably, this is the first time you're hearing my voice. But you're probably going to guess who I am just from me telling me who gave me your number. Bill Stone.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
No.
It's Muffin.
Muffin, my dead cat, the podcast cat.
So my...
All right, so to catch you guys all up.
Your kidney stone.
Which I passed.
Which you passed, has passed.
Is in heaven and calls the show.
Yeah.
And Chris's cat, Muffin, who was a big part of the show.
The cat on the logo.
Yeah.
Naturally, the stone and the cat have... collided in the afterlife.
All right.
Makes sense.
So this is Muffin.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's, all right.
Are you gonna be able to
Muffin.
Are you gonna be able to handle this?
Yeah, I miss Muffin. It's almost a year.
Yeah, hi. Happy New Year. Hey, I'm so happy to talk to you guys. Yeah. Muffin. It's Muffin. So anyway, Bill Stone was like, hey, they're going to turn you into bones. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, call them bones, you know? I'm like, oh, my God, I can call them. He's like, yeah. So I called you. Hi. Anyway, it's really nice to talk to you guys. You know, why don't you turn me into that ghost that was cream pie in Bill the other day? You know, you don't have to make it bones. You can make it ghostly.
What?
That's cool. You know, we're all kind of ghosts up here, you know.
This is the second request I've gotten to draw the girl from Ghostbusters, the ghost of the girl who gives Ray a blowjob in Ghostbusters. This is the second request I've gotten to draw this.
You're not going to draw it.
No. I wouldn't draw for the first guy, and I'm not going to draw for my dead cat Muffin in heaven.
Rest in peace.
And what else did I want to say? Oh, Fran Dresner. You know, go see the nanny, you know, because it's kind of remarkable what happened because she was on the list. I saw her on the list up here, and she got crossed off. So
yeah.
They took Lisa Marie instead.
You know, and listen, you know, try to get a cream pie from her too, you know, like Bill.
Yeah, it'll.
That was amazing. I saw it. But anyway, so nice to talk to you guys. Meow.
Man, Muffin, it was so good to hear from you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah,
I've missed you. We've missed you.
Yeah, we miss you.
Yeah, so during, like, the, you know, pandemic and stuff and just shutdowns, we were recording a lot on Zoom and we were recording in my office. And I was recording in my office. Rather, and Muffin was my cat and lived in my office and
very vocal.
Very vocal.
Cat.
And yeah. You could hear her yelling through those episodes. But she sounds like she's doing great in heaven.
Yeah.
And don't worry, eventually Fran will be there.
All cats go to heaven.
Exactly.
It's not, yeah.
All cats will go to heaven. That should have been the sequel. Right?
No one would believe that.
All cats go to hell.
Yeah.
No.
On.
But
all
not
cats
Muffin.
Are from hell.
No, not Muffin. She was a sweetheart.
Not Muffin.
She was a sweetheart. Yeah.
She went down.
She was a good
As girl. We can hear, because sounds like she's having a good time. Doesn't sound like that cat's in hell.
No. All right. Well, it's good to hear from
One
from
cat
Muffin.
Went to heaven. How's that?
One cat went to heaven.
Muffin went to heaven.
Yeah.
Good movie.
The only cat in heaven.
I liked it. That is all.
I liked it.
The Bride of Fartenstein. I have an idea. Farkeye Blessing Services. For a fee, you pay Farkeye to come to your house and fart in every room.
Oh, yeah.
And bless it.
Oh, yes.
With the internal odor of his essence.
Yes!
Fit it where you shit it.
Whoa.
Fit it where you shit it. It's like getting a medicine man to come and sage your house.
You got the slide whistle. That was the best.
Bride of Fartenstein. Good idea for business, and also good idea to just she's getting him to go fart in somebody else's house.
Yes. Yo, you can come here and you can fart in every, not just room, but nook and cranny of my house. Oh. Get over here. This is a great idea. I want that. I want that in my life.
You want that.
Every time I hear it, you know what my first thought is? What does it smell like?
What does it smell like?
I have to know.
It's a good question.
I've never met bet they don't fart smell bad. In person.
I bet they don't smell that bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think fart guys smell
like? They don't sound like any fart I've ever heard, so I don't I think they don't smell like any fart I've ever smelled.
Fart guy could be an alien. He could be fart alien. I don't know. He's fart alien. He doesn't make it. His ass does not make any other human sound. There's never been an ass like his.
Yeah, I don't know what
he's
it smells
an original.
Like.
I just have this feeling that since it's so flamboyant in its, like, you know, musicality, I feel like the essence, the scent, I don't know. I don't think it has both.
Mm. Well, I hope we get to experience it one day.
I think. So too. I think it just smells like magic, like Christmas morning.
And like getting on the train in Disney.
Could let us know.
Like when you get on the train in Disney.
Get on the train in Disney.
And it's pumping. They're giving you like drugs through the air.
Yeah, you smell cookies and all that and Main Street. And,
Bride of Fartenstein should call us back. Let us know.
Let us know. I like that idea. I'll sign up. I'll be the first one. Let's get a Kickstarter going.
What do you think?
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
Andy Squirrel. I don't want Uncle Tony no more. He's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go for John's dog. Wow. Get it where he hit it.
All right. So Andy Squirrel, the sexually active squirrel puppet, that calls into our show. Yeah.
Like you said, it all makes sense eventually.
Yeah. Got creeped out by Uncle Tony, who usually calls in, who's a real creep. And now she wants your dog.
My dog is fixed now.
That's true. It means you can't knock her up. You can't have no squirrel puppies.
Yeah, he's not even going to go. I mean, he'll chase a squirrel, but he's not going to.
Maybe that's not what ultimately they want.
I don't know.
Does he still hump? No hump. Left.
Put a stop to it. Yep.
Really?
Yep. Because he was humping everything.
Too much humping.
Yeah. Mostly my children.
Yeah, it's no good.
No. Yeah. Because they're small and they couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
And they have a dad who just like laughs at that stuff.
Yeah.
It was rough for them.
Hey, man. Yeah. The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
It's traumatic. It's like weird sexual abuse by an animal. Like, do you have to talk to your therapist about that? Because I dog sit
sounds like
for
my,
a dog
my
once.
Wife's. Sounds like my wife's complaint. Weird sexual abuse from an animal.
B level. You can't compare it to like.
No, I kid. She loves it. But it's cool. No, but it's creepy for kids. And
it's creepy for kids.
Yeah. Well, they don't even know what's happening.
That's how you learn.
He's trying to jump over me.
Birds of the bees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it stopped. So Handy Squirrel, I don't know. I would say no to the dog. I think you're wasting your time with the dog.
All right. I mean, you know, there's other callers.
Plenty of callers.
Yeah. I don't know. Cousin Justin, America's cousin.
There you go.
That's right.
Plenty of people. Call if you're interested in the squirrel. Give us a call. 781-PODSLAP. 781-763-7527. Leave a voicemail with RoboGale.
Perfect.
We want to remind people the Super Live Adventure Holiday is coming up.
That's right. Very special day to us. We think everyone should celebrate with us.
January 20th is Schmutler Day in memory of Schmutler.
That's right.
Our former butler who lost his life
in
a siege on the podcast studio.
I guess.
By my mother-in-law.
Yeah, the New Jersey wing.
Yeah. So this Friday, January 20th, to celebrate, you should buttle for someone you love.
That's right. Fix them breakfast in bed. Maybe bring them their coffee in the morning.
Yeah. Shine somebody's shoes.
Starch their ties or whatever.
Bring the paper in for them.
Yeah.
Don't leave it out there.
Have like a nice cup of tea ready at the end of the night.
Tea, biscuits.
Yeah. Sometimes somebody goes, what's this for? You go, Schmeller Day.
Schmeller Day. Even a stiff drink, a Manhattan.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe some bold hand job.
Bottle for a loved one.
Give somebody a hand job.
Just a hand job.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. Let us know if you do it. I want to know. I want to see pictures of people bottling for their loved ones.
That's right. Hey, I'll post one. I'll bottle.
Put on a tux. Clean a toilet.
I'll put on a suit.
I'll put my husband's slippers in a place different from where they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, oh, look, I put your slippers there for you.
Yeah, I brought them a little closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
That's about works.
That's about as much as I'm willing to do.
That's it. Bottle for someone you love.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll answer the door if someone rings the bell. Oh. How's that?
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. That's what I'll do.
Someone comes and calls.
No, it's like, I've got it.
No.
Zaluga residents.
The master's within. You show them to the foyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fancy as fuck.
All right. We gotta go.
We gotta go.
That's it. Oh, the usual, you know, join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon. It's
a little Chub Club.
Do it.
You can support this show, and you get at the dollar level.
For pennies a day.
Pennies a day, you get a bonus episode every month. So if you sign up for a year, you get a 10% discount, so it's actually less than a dollar a month. It's cheapest option.
It's the beginning of the year. Do it now, because that just makes sense, because it's the start of the year. That's how things work.
Yeah. Just make it your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. What are you gonna shit on the rest of us have resolutions? Yeah. This is what you should be doing.
I agree.
Why are you doing that? Why are you telling us that we're all pieces of shit by not doing this?
Right.
Fuck you.
Patreon.com/SuperLiveAdventure.
Fuck you, join our Patreon.
Yeah. Fuck you, join our Patreon. That's the slogan.
There's a link on our website. Fuck you, join our Patreon. Just click that.
Just click
at the top. Click it.
Fuck you. Hey, wow.
That's how we say I love you.
No, we love the Chub Club. And
we're from Staten Island. It's a different thing. Fuck you means something different.
That's right.
It really does.
I love you.
Yeah.
Hey, come to Staten Island.
Yeah.
Fuck you means I love you.
Yeah.
Because we say.
Yeah.
Sorry, you don't like it. I'm sorry if it's rude. It's just what we do. All right.
Hey, superliveadventure.com. Oh, the other thing that's there that I just want to tell people real quick is Chris made, there are these sticker sheets in the style of the 80s, like Muscle Men figures for this podcast.
Yeah.
And we also have Gourdhead window clings.
Yep.
And that stuff, stickers and decals and that stuff ships free.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. That's another fun way to support the show and show your love for the show.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, it's really great. Laura, thank you.
Thank you. I missed you guys.
I missed you.
So glad.
Yeah.
Aww. Let's hug.
All right.
After you fit it where you should it.
Someone on a